Hello, this is Michael Gallagher, president of the Stevie Awards, with another installment in our Stevie Awards podcast series. I recently spoke with Claire Hart, president and CEO of Factiva. Claire was the recipient of the Rosian Award for Business Excellence in the 2005 American Business Awards. Factiva is a Dow Jones and Reuters company that provides world-class global content. It offers the only single content solution with multiple language interfaces and multilingual content covering nearly 9,000 sources. And now my interview with Claire Hart. Claire, can you tell me a little bit about Factiva, what it does, and how the company got its start?
Sure. Factiva is a joint venture. It's 50% owned by Dow Jones and 50% owned by Reuters. And it got its start back in 1999 when Dow Jones and Reuters decided to bring together the Dow Jones Interactive and Reuters Business Briefing businesses that each of them ran independently within their organizations. The companies, although they're competitors at their heart, Dow Jones and Reuters, they recognized that in the enterprise marketplace, they could go a lot further, a lot faster as one company. So Factiva was formed in 1999, and we celebrated our sixth anniversary this past May. And by all measures, that's a success because many joint ventures fail within their first 5 years. So sure. We're pretty proud of our progress. We, at our heart, we are a content company, and we have an array of content of about 9,000 sources. We have content that's less than 2 minutes old when it's loaded into our system, newswire collections, and an archive of information, some of which dates back to 1969. The core content is newswires, continuously updated throughout the day. So, of course, Dow Jones newswires, Reuters newswires, the Associated Press, Agence France-Presse, newspapers from around the globe. So the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, the Sydney Morning Herald, South China Morning Post, just to give you an idea. And these papers are delivered in the local language at the start of the local business day. So newswires, newspapers, then we have a rich collection of trade publications and top business press like The Economist, Fortune, Forbes, Business Week, Harvard Business Review. That makes up the core collection. Then we also have company information and company fundamentals, what analysts are saying about companies, and then executive information as well. Our target market is enterprises around the world. We have over 80% of the global Fortune 500 companies, and our place in the marketplace is really centered around key industries that are information intensive, like financial services, accounting, strategy consulting, business services like public relations and advertising, high tech, telecommunications, government, key industries.
Well, that sounds like a terrific collection of a premium content, which sort of runs into my next question. With the abundance of free information, or quote-unquote free information, on the Internet, the information industries and companies like Factiva have had to adjust and adapt to continue to thrive. So over the past 6 years, how has Factiva's business evolved?
Well, there are two key areas where our business has evolved. The first, as I mentioned earlier, we're a content company, so that's our core focus. And we have the rich collection of mainstream media and the 9,000 sources in our collection. We've also always had, for the last 6 years, we've had web content, news and information websites incorporated into our collection. And with some of our new product offerings, we're adding more web content and more blog content, so consumer-generated content as well. Hmm. So we're recognizing and always have recognized that the information window, as we call it, is really expanded. We have to think about mainstream media. We have to think about web content, blog content. And in enterprises, as we're working with clients, we have to think about their internal collections of content. So our business has evolved in a number of ways. One is we help our clients through our consulting organization to integrate many different types of content. And that might be integrating our content into their knowledge management system, their customer relationship management system, their intranet. So that's one dimension. And I think the other dimension is Factiva's focus on taking advantage of industry standard technologies and probably most importantly, categorizing and organizing our content, mainstream media, blog content, web content, so that customers can make the most of it. And what I mean by that is we organize every one of the 5 million items that comes into Factiva's database every month, every one of the mainstream media items that comes in every month. We categorize it and we tag it, meta tag it, based on company, industry, subject matter, region, and language. Language is important because we have 22 different languages in our content collection, and if you're like me and you only speak English, it doesn't do you much good to get the Japanese stories or the French stories. Mm-hmm. So we're tagging everything, and that's beneficial to us, and it's helped our business evolve so that we're not only serving up content to clients through Factiva.com, our destination product, but we're also enabling our clients and partners like Microsoft and IBM, to take our content and integrate it into applications in an extremely meaningful way because we've organized the information based on the articles being about this company, about this industry, about this subject, and about this region. So really sophisticated meta-tagging.
Claire, you mentioned earlier that one of the reasons Factiva was formed was that Dow Jones and Reuters thought that a combination would be able to better serve the enterprise market. And you mentioned the enterprise market a couple of times. How has Factiva's customer changed over the past 5 years?
Well, I think the way we've evolved and our customer has changed in particular around who's buying news and information for enterprises around the world. The traditional buyer might have been a librarian or an information professional, but increasingly over the last 5 years, we've seen more of a strategic sale and a strategic buy on the client side. So it's an information specialist or a content specialist, could be a librarian, could be a chief knowledge officer. That represents one of the buyers, and then we'll typically have an IT buyer, so a CIO or a chief technology officer, and then very often a business buyer, and that could be the VP of sales, VP of marketing, chief operations officer within an organization. So one thing that's changed in the enterprise space is it's typically more of a strategic buy. There's typically two or three people influencing the buying decision. And I think that actually works better because then they're looking at it from how are we going to solve a business problem, and that's why having the business person involved, whether it's VP of sales, chief marketing officer, or chief operating officer, they're looking at there's an issue in the business, news and information, easy access to relevant news and information is going to help us solve this business problem, and they're all on board. They're all committed to investing in this rich collection of content and ensuring that people within their organization have access to it in their workflow. So as I mentioned earlier, through their CRM system, through their knowledge management system, through their intranet, and increasingly what we've seen over the last 2 years is a real desire, a very strong desire to integrate into role-based applications, so very specific applications designed for individuals within an enterprise based on their role. So salespeople or marketing professionals are two really good examples.
Claire, you mentioned that Factiva has begun to develop products for specific customers within the enterprise, and that leads me to my next question. I read recently about a product called SalesWorks that Factiva has launched, targeted to sales professionals. Can you tell me a little bit about that product, and what other focused products might we see from Factiva in the near future?
Yes, SalesWorks was designed specifically for sales professionals. And to give you a little background, sales professionals within Factiva's enterprise customer base have long used our product and our services to understand what's being written in the news and business press and the trade press about their customers and their prospects. It's a really good reason to make a phone call to a client to a prospect when you read something in a trade publication or a newspaper about that client. So there's been a history of using this as a relationship, using our content collection as a tool to drive relationships. But one of the things salespeople wanted when they're looking at prospecting and developing relationships with existing customers is company fundamentals, a bit more information about competition within their, you know, who are the competitors in my customer base, who are the competitors or the peer group in my prospect base, and who are the executives within the organization. So complement the news with some very specific company fundamentals, very specific information about the company executives. So in January of this year, we launched a product called Factiva SalesWorks, and it's very definitely designed for sales professionals who want to, in one simple-to-use user experience, get access to information about companies, about executives, and that could be company fundamentals, it could be executive bios, and it could also be the latest news. So we have a number of customers using this today in a destination product, SalesWorks, or other clients who are looking at integrating it into their CRM system. Another example is the Factiva suite of products, the Insight suite of products that are designed for marketing professionals. And these are principally designed for public relations and corporate communications executives. And there are really two purposes to this product suite. One is media monitoring. And when you think about it, Factiva has been helping clients monitor the media for as long as we've been in business, for the last 6 years, and prior to that, DJI and RBB helped public relations professionals keep an eye on what was being said about them and their competitors in the press. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the information window has expanded, and we really have to think about the mainstream media, but we also have to think about blogs and websites. And so the media monitoring applications that we're offering enable our clients to set up media monitors to monitor the mainstream media as well as these other rich collections of content. The reputation intelligence application, which is also designed for marketing professionals, usually a chief marketing officer, VP of corporate communications, VP of corporate social responsibility, new titles for Factiva, but clearly where companies are looking at their reputation, the impact of news and information on their stakeholders' view of the company. So what's being written in the press impacts what customers think about a company, what partners, what prospective customers, what employees think, what shareholders think. So increasingly, companies are looking at, how do I make sure that I understand all aspects of how the news is impacting my reputation? So it's essentially taking the media monitoring application up a couple of levels and enabling one to monitor specific information and tie it back to key performance indicators like sales, because that's an indication of what your customers think of you, customer loyalty. Revenue, obviously, is growing when customers are loyal and when you're driving new business because customers see your company in a positive way. Earnings and profitability, how you're managing the business, how that affects what shareholders think about you, what employees think about you. So literally tying the news and information from the mainstream media, from blogs and from websites back to key performance indicators.
Well, thank you, Claire, for talking to me today. It was fascinating learning about the history of Factiva and how the company has changed over the past 6 years. And congratulations again on your winning the Rosen Award for Business Excellence at this year's American Business Awards. And I wish you and your colleagues at Factiva all the best for continued success.
Great. Thank you very much, Michael. It was good catching up with you today as well.
You can learn more about Factiva at www.factiva.com. That's FACTIVA.com. And you can learn more about the Stevie Awards at stevieawards.com. Until next time, then. Bye-bye.